If you can open your Bibles today to 1 Corinthians chapter 4, we'll be looking at verses 6 through 13 today. And I titled this, The Apostles' Humility. You know, Paul, in writing to the Corinthians, wrote, "Let a man so consider us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God." And when you think about it, the Jews, or Israel, were the stewards of God's word, holding and keeping the Torah, along with the writings of the prophets. And here now we are to be the stewards of the mysteries of God, the gospel which was revealed when Jesus Christ, the only begotten, the Son of God, came into the world. Paul then shared with us that it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. And you know, I thought of that word faithful, and it just brought to my mind things where areas where I struggle. I mean, as a Christian, how are we found faithful? Are we faithful in abiding in God's word? Are we faithful in sharing Jesus Christ when the opportunities arise? Are we faithful in worshiping our God with all our heart and not our lips? Recall, Israel had that problem. They were worshiping God with their lips, but their hearts were far from Him, as they would bring in sacrifices that had blemishes and spots, and they'd give the worst to God but keep the best for themselves. Are we faithful in prayer and fellowship? And you get the point. Examining yourself can be painful at times, but we are to examine ourselves if we are in the faith. Paul recognized that he was being judged by the Corinthians on appearance and qualifications as an apostle. To that point, he pointed them to the true judge, Jesus Christ. While he looked at himself, he could not come up with anything showing where he was not being faithful. He was examining himself, but understood his limitations in examining himself, recognizing that his personal examination did not justify him. And we finished last week with these two verses. "For I know of nothing against myself, yet I am not justified by this, but he who judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will both bring to the light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the counsels of hearts. Then each one's praise will come from God." He'll reveal the hidden things. He'll reveal the counsels of the hearts. Paul again pointing to the Corinthians back to God, and not themselves or their constant division over leaders in the church. Let's take a look at these verses and then we'll pray. "Now these things, brethren, I have figuratively transferred to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think beyond what is written, that none of you may be puffed up on behalf of one against the other. For who makes you differ from another? And what do you have that you did not receive? Now if you did indeed receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? You are already full, you are already rich, you have reigned as kings without us. And indeed I could wish you did."